In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. This is Catholic Meditation. Today is Tuesday, the 19th of March, 2019. The Church celebrates today the Feast of Saint Joseph, husband of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Thanks for joining us. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that by Saint Joseph's intercession, your Church may constantly watch over the unfolding of the mysteries of human salvation, whose beginnings you entrusted to his faithful care. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the second book of Samuel, chapter 7, verses 4 to 5, 12 to 14, and verse 16. The second reading is taken from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 4, verse 13, verses 16 to 18, and verse 22. The Gospel is taken from St. Luke, chapter 2, verses 41 to 51. I read from the Gospel. Every year, his parents used to go to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up for the feast as usual. When the days of the feast were over and they set off home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem without his parents knowing it. They assumed he was somewhere in the party, and it was only after a day's journey that they went to look for him among their relations and acquaintances. When they failed to find him, they went back to Jerusalem looking for him everywhere. It happened that 3 days later, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all those who heard him were astounded at his intelligence and his replies. They were overcome when they saw him, and his mother said to him, "My child, why have you done this to us? See how worried your father and I have been looking for you." He replied, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he meant. He went down with them then and came to Nazareth and lived under their authority. His mother stored up all these things in her heart. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My advocate, and I firmly resolve to honor thee all my days. Blessed Joseph, who passed this life in
Saint Joseph, the perfect family man. Saint Joseph, the perfect family man. Beloved, I would begin today's meditation by making allusion to a question a good Christian asked me. Why is it, the concerned Christian asked, that the Gloria is not sung on Ash Wednesdays and Lent periods? I have used his exact words. My response was, the Gloria is a song of joy. That song that the angels sang when they brought the news of the birth of the infant king, Jesus, to the shepherds on Christmas Day. Luke chapter 2, verses 13 to 14. During Lent, we are in some kind of mourning period. No one sings a song of joy when in sorrow. The church's liturgy then invites us to stay off songs of joy like the Gloria and Alleluia in anticipation of that great night of victory, that Easter night when Jesus would triumph over death. Then a great Alleluia and the Gloria would be sung. The liturgy will again be festive and joyful. White vestments, lighted candles, music and dance. I gave an analogy. No mother in birth pangs sings a song of joy. No, she groans in pains. But when she finally gives birth and beholds her child, her lips never cease with songs of joy. So it is with Lent. We are mourning for our sins. This is not time to dance. We are suffering with Jesus, carrying the cross with him on the way to Calvary. We are in sorrow now till that victory of the resurrection day. Now, well understood. We are still in Lent. This is just the second week. Today, however, the church gives us a dispensation to get off our mourning robes and rejoice. Today we sing the Gloria and dance. It is not yet Easter, but it is the feast of an illustrious son. It is the feast of Saint Joseph, the husband of the Blessed Virgin Mary. His feast cannot be low-key. His feast cannot be swallowed up by Lenten observances. So today, like on Sundays during Lent, there is no fasting. Eat, drink, rejoice, and make merry. It is the feast day of Saint Joseph. Another of such days during Lent when the church gives us a dispensation to celebrate is March 25th, the Annunciation of the Lord. Today, beloved, the church celebrates Saint Joseph as a husband. On the 1st of May, that is Labor Day, it celebrates Saint Joseph as a worker. Let us look at Saint Joseph as a perfect husband, a perfect spouse, and a perfect family man. I have highlighted four aspects. 1. Joseph was a hard worker. He worked very hard to survive and sustain his family. He was a carpenter. They depended on his little income from the chairs, tables, cupboards, and furniture he made. Mary, on her part, was a housewife. She had no job. So only Joseph's little income catered for them all. Yet, never did they complain. This is against some lazy men these days who even work and earn lots much more of money, more than Joseph did in his days, yet do not care for their families. They do not provide for their wives and for their kids. Look, men, listen, let me tell you. Even if your wife works and earns an income, money from men, it is said, always tastes sweeter. She still needs you to be supportive. And for you women, if Joseph could succeed to raise his family, it's because Mary knew how to manage the little he gave her. When your husband gives you, learn to be meticulous. Some women's money these days end at makeup, hairdressing salons, and designers' shops for clothes and shoes. Some of them are just too materialistic. If your husband works hard and gives you the little he can, manage it well. And for you men, work hard to care for your wives and your families. 2. Joseph was always present. His presence was just perfect. Joseph was not an absentee father or an absentee husband. He was always present. That is why when they needed him, he was always there. Even when God needed him, Joseph was available. Imagine the dream that night that expected him to run immediately to safety with Mary and the child to Egypt when Herod meant to kill the child. Matthew chapter 2 verse 13. Were he not at home, it would have been disastrous. If it were some men today, perhaps they would not even have heard God's voice warning them of danger because they don't sleep. They keep vigils at clubs and beer parlors. And even if they do sleep, they don't sleep at home. Perhaps the dream would meet them kilometers away from home, and before the drive home, the bad deed would have been done. Please, husbands and fathers, stay home. Your family needs your presence. 3. Joseph was very protective. Beloved, every woman and every child needs protection from their husband and father. Men, do you know why your wives sleep and like to sleep in your arms? Not only for you to cuddle them. It is because they want to be and they feel protected and kept safe while in your arms. When there is danger, they run to hide behind you because it's you to face the danger for them. When dad is at home, the kids fear nothing. Every kid knows his daddy is the strongest man on earth. But how would they have that confidence and trust if you are never present to protect them? They believe daddy is a superman and can beat 5 armed robbers at a go. But how would they have this trust, beloved, if you are never there to protect them? Permit me at this juncture pay homage to my dad. I would have been long dead and forgotten while I was just 5 years old. I fell in a deep pit of water and was drowning because I could not swim. But for my dad and his presence at home at that very moment. He dived in it with all his clothes and shoes on and saved me. He protected me. That is what Joseph did to his family. Running to Egypt with Mary and the child. Mary and Jesus on the donkey. He doing it on foot. What protection. Men, be protective to your families, your wives, and your children. 4. Joseph showed concern and care. Joseph always worried about the welfare of his family members. When they lost Jesus at 12 when they went to Jerusalem, he would not shout at Mary that it was her duty to care for him. No, he too shared the blame. So together, they went back to look for him. Many women these days suffer domestic violence from their husbands. They have become punching bags. If it's not that they are being beaten up, some it is the psychological and emotional torture and pain they go through. Please, men, care and show concern to your wives and your children. We should also acknowledge, however, that there are some good men. Today, then, logically, is a feast for all men, husbands and fathers. Dear men, to be head of the family is not only a title, but calls for responsibility. How many men are there who have denied their babies or abandoned them, leaving their mothers to fend for them single-handedly? How many have wives and kids they don't care for? This has given room to the phenomena we call single mothers who raise their children single-handedly without the presence of their fathers. How many men claim they are head of the family only when it comes to their rights? Claim your duties too. Be the men you ought to be. Not just men, but fathers. And not only fathers, husbands too. Through the intercession of Saint Joseph, man of honor, patron of the Catholic Men Association, may all men, fathers and husbands, be like Saint Joseph, people of honor. Saint Joseph, man of honor, pray for us. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen. We wish each and every one of you a happy feast.